Brady under center. First and 10, ball on his own 36. On first down, he's back. He pumps. He's going deep for Cooks, who's open at the 40. Runs in a circle and is flattened at the 40-yard line of the Eagles. Again, Brandon Cooks was wide open.
Yeah, he may be done for today. Because when he hit the ground, he hasn't moved yet. No. Malcolm Jenkins coming from the backside as Cooks trying to maneuver and get beyond the secondary. From the backside, Malcolm Jenkins comes and he lays quite a lick on him.
Thank you.
Bring the boom. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's replacement day. We are asking you to improve the Phillies and Eagles' chances of winning a championship. You can take one player from the 2017 Eagles to replace a 2024 Eagle, and you can take one 08 Philly to replace a 2024 Philly. Has to be position for position, and the player you're replacing disappears. Cannot move to a different position. Ike took Malcolm Jenkins, which is a good pick. Mm-hmm. Really good. Not controversial, actually, at all. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody could debate that they're better there. No offense, CJGJ. Way better at Twitter, though, CJGJ. Speaking of Twitter, the Twitter poll is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94wip.com/Mark's. Here is the Twitter poll. Which would you rather listen to at 5 o'clock? The top five at 5, or listen to Jalen Hurts speak at the Novacare Complex? Ike, what do you think the results of the Twitter poll are? Top five at 5, or listen to Jalen?
I'm going to go with top five at 5.
What do you think the percentage is?
I'll go 60-40.
It is 53% top five at 5.
Wow.
47% Jalen.
Top five losing its Q rating?
Could you maybe shoot somebody at Novacare text and see if Jalen could do a top five?
That'd be interesting.
That combo?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, well.
Be funny?
I don't think of Jalen as a funny guy. That's not really
what I... You
think
I'm funny?
Yeah.
That was a terrible Joe Pesci.
Yeah, it was not a great Joe
that
Pesci.
That was terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. You're not an impression.
I am totally not. First of all, my voice doesn't really change a whole lot. Yeah, so, yeah.
You think I'm funny? 215-592-9494. Goose in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Goose?
What's going on, gentlemen? How you guys feeling today?
Yes, sir.
What up, Goose?
I just broke a rule. I know that. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all
good.
My thing, I'm going to go with Phillies first before I give you the controversial answer with the Eagles.
Okay.
So I just started getting into the Phillies for real, maybe like 4 years ago, hanging out with my coworkers and stuff like that. They're schooling me. But from the 08 team, I'm going to go with Switch Worth for Rojas.
You got to go Worth for Casty. Because Worth was playing right field.
I don't have an answer for that.
All right, it's okay. What's your controversy? Just so everyone else knows, it's got to be position for position.
Yes.
So if you want Burrow, that'll be left field. If you want Shane, that's center. And if you want Worth, that'll be right field. What's your controversial Eagles one?
Well, I'm going to go with before the mental games played on them, I'm going to go with the Broncos for Hurts.
Wow.
Jack, with these weapons, with this offense, man, easily, man. No combination yards to make his stats look good. We're going to go 4,600 yards, 41 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, no total touchdowns either to make his stats look better. So these are all air yards and all air touchdowns. Of course I'm going with the Broncos.
Wow.
I like your answer too, Ike. I like to answer too. If I was being more reasonable and everything like that, because I feel like the person with this offense can make better decisions.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna go all the way controversy and go to Bronco, man.
Well, I think the thing about picking Wentz. Now, I was not a Wentz guy. Ike knows that. Jack knows that. But it is doubling down on the strength of the team and saying you want to score. You know. Instead of making the defense better, you want to be able to outscore everybody. That's
they want to see Wentz with this offense.
Yes.
I mean, that's really what that boils down to.
Spike? Come on, could you imagine?
Oh, it would be beautiful. It'd be like a main event every night, every Sunday. It'd be something spectacular.
See, I know they're still out there, Spike. I told you.
Well, here's the thing. How would Wentz be if all these other weapons are getting all this credit, though? I mean, Wentz...
Oh, we had no problem with giving credit. Now, all this was before the Super Bowl.
Okay,
Now, after that, all hell broke loose.
It did change. Hey, Goose,
game.
What's your favorite? You did say before the mental games. What is your favorite video game of all time? For next question.
I'm gonna go. Growing up, my favorite game was Mario Brothers 3. Man, I think it's the favorite. It's the best adventure game in my lifetime. So I'm just going Mario Brothers 3.
Mario Brothers 3. Now was that was Super NES or it was regular?
Yeah.
That was Super NES, right?
Yes. Yeah, that was Super Nintendo. Yeah.
Okay.
That was when he got the raccoon tail and he could start flying and all that.
Yep.
That's when I was out on him. They started making so many Super Mario Brothers. I loved the one. The one after the first Nintendo.
Yeah. The regular Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, I loved it.
Those games got too difficult. Yeah. Once those games started getting difficult, I always make the joke that every once in a while, my wife and I, we have
you also get extra men on that game, too. You could get the turtle stuck on the steps, and you could sit there and just bling, 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 bling.
The thing about games is every once in a while, my wife and I would see a video game that came out, some zombie video game, and I had a PlayStation. I was like, we'll go rent the video game and figure out how to play.
Right.
But video games got too hard, so we would go get the video game, and I would wind up in the corner of some dungeon, unable to turn, looking for a key to open the door that I couldn't find, and 17 minutes in, we're just renting a movie or something. Yeah. It didn't work anymore.
Yeah, that's when they made it a little more complicated.
Too hard.
Yeah.
Too hard.
Yeah.
Yoshi, Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Eye, Jackie, baby. Happy Thursday. What's poppin', fellas?
What up, Yoshi?
I swear, man, we're saying, man, you too close to age. Well, you take all my daggone answers, man. That Contra boy, when you got that spray gun.
That's right. That's right.
You can get everything, boy. That was that truth, man. Me and my brother used to argue. All right, you get the laser. I'm going to get the spray this time. Now, boy, I would be up to like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Yes.
That was my game.
Well, and by the way, I will not give the answer, because in case somebody has it, but there was one Nintendo game when it came out. I remember me and I think it was a kid named George. I had a friend named George Seidman. We played the game almost 24 hours
straight.
I stayed up all night in his basement playing this one game.
Yeah.
Give me a hint.
I'll say this: the cartridge was gold.
Oh, I know what that is.
Yes,
I know what it is.
I know what that is.
If you are a man of a certain age, you know what that is. Yep. Yeah,
I know what that is. Man, you used to blow in them cartridges, rub alcohol in them cartridges.
Oh, man, slow down.
Bring that magic back to the game.
So you would blow on it to bring the magic back?
Oh, come on, man.
Ooh, boy.
You know what, Spike? You know what, boy? I tell you, boy. Next time I see you, I'm not going to shake your hand. I'm going to give you a bear hug to show you how much I miss you. I'm going to hug you tight, too, boy.
So who you replacing, Yosh?
Victorino, was my only Shane the Flying Hawaiian was my only answer as far as baseball.
Yeah, it's
and
a good one.
On the Eagles, what's name? I'm taking. I love Dallas Goedert. His name pissed me off sometimes, but Zach Ertz, boy, from 2014 to 2019 or something like
that. Yes, sir.
Was a monster.
Yeah,
and he missed two games or three games that year, and still had 800 and some yards. I mean, he just got open so sneaky, and then what he did, I mean, he was the, Foles, what's name, was lit that game, but Zach Ertz was the man on that last drive, boy. We needed every bit of what he gave us on that last drive, what's name. So I'm going to go with Zach Ertz. I hate to see him in that daggone Commanders colors now. He asked me, what's name, over there with another daggone, with an NFC. East Division. I'm like, boy, Dad, you need some money that bad. Like, you couldn't pick nobody up. Wait, is this game to play for the Cowboys, the Commanders, or the Giants? I'm like, nope, make it work somewhere else. I can't go to the division. And my video game, I already took my favorite answer with that. I got, it's a couple I'm circulating through, but I'm going to go with that daggone, what's name, Mike Tyson Punch Out.
Oh,
that's classic.
That's a good answer.
Classic.
That's a good answer,
Yosh. Man, I could knock all them dudes out all night long. Thumb be hurting. Being there with a Band-Aid on my thumb, thinking I'm going to have some cushion on it with Snake pushing the button so hard, man. I love y'all, cats. Happy Thursday. Talk to you later, baby.
All right, Yosh. So I tried.
Yeah, Tyson Punch Out was awesome.
It was a great game. Mm-hmm. So I was at one of those. There's one in Fishtown. There's a barcade. So I was at one of these in a different city where they have the old school video games mm-hmm. and you can drink, whatever. And the video game version, the arcade game version of Mike Tyson's Punch Out is exactly the same as the home mm-hmm. version. So I went to play it and I couldn't. I got past Glass Joe. And
yeah.
I think I got past Bald Bull.
Bald Bull,
but
yeah.
then the next one, I got killed. And all these old video games are, they're all about memorizing the order of things.
Yeah.
They're so hard. If you ever try to play Donkey Kong now, man. Getting past the first level of Donkey Kong is like impossible.
Another classic, too.
It is a classic.
Another classic.
I have no idea how I got to Mike Tyson and beat Mike Tyson. Because I beat Punch
I never beat Mike Tyson.
So I yeah. but I don't even know how I got to Mike Tyson playing these
it was
games.
King Hippo right before Mike.
Oh, King Hippo was
right.
Yeah, yep. And then there was the guy that sort of looked like Apollo Creed.
Right. Yeah, the black guy. Now. Yep. 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 Yep.
I'm trying to remember.
I can't remember his name though. Yeah.
Piston Honda?
That sounds about right. Piston Honda.
Something like that.
That sounds like one of those damn
Did you ever play Punch-Out, Jack, or is that, that was before you two?
Yeah. Yeah, Punch-Out was classic.
Oh, classic game. Classic game. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Tyco, Spyco, and Jacko. What's up?
What up, Chucko?
Hey, I like that. Hey, what do I mean? Do I got to call up to my sports point, or do I? I mean, how does this work? I mean, or do I just give you my?
Do replacements first, and then afterwards.
We'll do your sports point.
Yeah, you can do your sports point.
All right. Well, I'm replacing Joel Embiid with Dikembe Mutombo. All
right? Great answer.
That's a fact. All right. You know what I mean?
It's not the question, though.
Oh, it's not the question. I'm sorry. I go Eagles.
You're a pain in the ass.
My bad, man. Listen, I have to go on it. I had to go and throw a shot at you, Spike.
I know. See, I took it and I laughed and we moved on. So,
Maddox. I'm replacing Avante Maddox with Al Harris. I used to love Al Harris. He was one of my favorite corners. So, yeah, Avante Maddox with Al Harris.
Wait a minute. Hold up. You could replace anybody on the team, and you're picking Al Harris to put on the team?
Well, he wasn't even on the 2017 team.
Oh, you're
talking about the Damn,
that's gonna, right.
All right, well, let me get this one right. The Phillies then, right?
Let's try this one, yes.
Okay.
It got to be the 08 Phillies? Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to replace the third guy, what's his name, Ranger Suarez, with Jamie Moyer. Is that a good one?
That's legal.
That's a good one.
I would say that's legal.
I'd say Chris Sanchez is the three, but...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but earlier in the year, yeah. I think it's fair. I'll let it slide.
That's solid, Chuck, yep.
Yeah, at least he was on that year's team.
Yes.
He was a big part of that team.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
It's crazy looking that they won the World Series with that pitching staff, to be quite honest with you.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, you know, this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need you guys to dive into this Falcons situation. We need to blow this team out this week. I want a blowout. We haven't blew a team out in a long time. There's no excuses to not blow this team out the water. Kirk Cousins can't move. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not expecting a lot of sacks. But I'm expecting pressure, and I'm expecting turnovers, and I want Jalen Hurts to look all-world on Monday. Yeah, I'm putting the pressure solely on Jalen Hurts to look all-world on Monday. I want to see some sacks. I want to see some 300 yards, three touchdowns type deal right there. What y'all think about that? I mean, because the Falcons is trash.
No, listen, I think you're spot on. And I think a week-long discussion, how painful it has been for everyone, but talking about the decision-making of Jalen last week and how he needs to improve, I don't think he's listening to us, but I'm sure he knows that there is a conversation about that out here in the atmosphere pertaining to him. And he's going to be on national TV next week. I expect Jalen Hurts to have an awesome game next Monday night.
Well, and
I expect him to have an awesome game next Monday night.
You know, Chuck, I don't think you're the – I think by the time we get to Monday – I feel like the message from all of us is going to be this has to be a leave no doubt game. This has to be a game where they win convincingly. And every time we go into a game and we're like, they have to win convincingly, they win 21-14 or something.
Right, so what are we saying? 10 points or what are we talking about? It has to be a 20-point win?
Well, to me, it's more like, what does it feel like?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you just sort of know it when you see it.
Yeah, I feel you. Well, I know Chuck has a number in mind. That's why I said that.
What's your number, Chuck?
No, listen. Just look like the 49ers did against the Jets. I'll take that.
Okay. No, that was a dominant performance.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a dominant performance.
Listen, Dallas gave us a dominant performance. 49ers gave us a pretty dominant performance. You know, those teams are the teams we're going to see it, you know, in the future, possibly, to get where we need to be. I wanted us to be on that level. So we're playing a team that's not superior to us, and they're coming into our house, our home opener. I want to see a convincing win and say, yes, step us to the Super Bowl on Monday. I don't want to know. I'm tired of these close games. We wake up the next day feeling.
That's fair. Because then we got to yell about we're upset that it was a close game, but then you got to deal with but they won, and a win is a win type of thing, and that's always frustrating.
We did that all last year. I'm not up to do it this year.
I agree.
Pour one out for my man Shay Sharp too, man. Oh man, got fired, man. I think from ESPN. That's what I think I've seen.
No, they said they're not disciplining him.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, they're not. Yeah, I think you fake news, John.
That's why I don't get on Twitter.
You can't look at Twitter.
Shay survived it.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite video game, Chuck, all time?
Hey, Spike, that's why when we went through what we went through, I ain't never going on Twitter, man. You know, because I don't do Twitter, man. Twitter is for losers. You hear me? I'm talking about big fat losers.
Helio.
I'm gonna tell you my game, right? Nobody said Street Fighter, right?
Street Fighter 2. No, nobody said it.
I love it, man. I used to stay in the arcade. One time, my mom whipped my ass, and I took her money. I would go buy a pack of cigarettes for her, and I stayed in there. It was like about 91. And I stayed in the barbershop, and I played that joint all night long. I love Street Fighter, man. I
actually like Street Fighter more than Mortal Kombat.
So
I was more of a Street Fighter, because that's what Ryu and Ken. Yeah, those guys, yeah. I like that one more than I did Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I was Mortal Kombat guy over Street Fighter, but Street Fighter was so popular at
Mortal
the time.
Mortal Kombat is the finish him. That's that game, okay.
Yep.
I did like Mortal Kombat, though.
It was a great game. By the way, Ben Davis checking in. He says the code to get 40 lives on Contra was up, down, left, right, BA, select, start.
That's it.
Wasn't he trying to be a baseball player?
No, man. Contra was great, man.
He's still a kid.
Yeah, man.
Until he turned about 13.
Listen,
and then
when you played sports as a kid, your only other escape from getting yelled at practice and everything else was to come home and play video games.
I never played the friggin' Nick Sirianni sound. I'm a bad teaser.
All right. Listen, we had a good segment there.
Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Okay.
Shout out to Ben. And if I get Contra again, I wonder, can I use that? That's what I need to get. I need to get an
original NES?
Yeah, no, the little thing you can stick in back of the TV now that has all the old arcade games.
Yes, you could do that.
I need that. That's what I need to get.
They actually sell like a unit that has that you can plug into your TV and it has all of those games. Yeah.
Forget these new games.
Yeah, they're too hard. But also, the old games are pretty hard, too. Now, did you have Atari, or did you ever?
I did have Atari.
So there was
2600. Didn't have 5200.
Or 7800.
Or 78.
So in the original Atari, there was a game, because I played it, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago again. There's a game for the original Atari called Pitfall.
I remember Pitfall. Okay. Yeah.
Dude, that game is impossible. I played it again about 10 years ago. Impossible.
Still impossible.
I have no idea. I played it then. I could figure it out then. I can't figure it out now. I can't even remember what I was going to say 5 minutes ago, much less remember when I'm supposed to jump onto the rope to get over the pit you had on Pitfall. All right. Joining us next to give his answers for replacement day is Shiel Kapadia. So we will get Shiel's answers for replacement day. We will also get yours. So hang on there. And also, Shiel studies the tape. We want to find out what he saw about Jalen. More good stuff, more bad stuff. The fact, I also want to talk to him about, you know, that we've been talking about pressure off the edge, which they did not get. Mm-hmm. So see what Shiel saw there. So Shiel joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.